10 days. 10 days until Christmas. As a father, I can tell you that I am not prepared. 15th of December 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. This is beginning to feel like a weekly ritual now, hearing about how Australia went from a free country to a totalitarian hellhole, thanks to politicians overreacting against COVID-19. The country banned people from visiting. It banned its own citizens from leaving and then imposed draconian insanity on the public. Mandatory masks indoors and out, bans on protests, police terrorizing the public for even the slightest violations of public health orders. And in the end, it was all for nothing. Australia avoided having a COVID-19 pandemic for a year and a half through an unprecedented medical tyranny, but even Australia couldn't shut down forever. Eventually, they had to link back up with the global system, and once they did, COVID showed up pretty much instantly. And now the virus is spreading all over Australia. New South Wales, the state where Sydney is located, is now over 1,300 new cases per day. But that's what anybody with a brain could tell you would have happened. There's no stopping coronavirus now that it's a man-made endemic around the globe thanks to these bioweapon injections. But now Australia gets to suffer with the same supply chain problems and economic ruin that have hit the rest of the countries that thought that they could control the uncontrollable. And the suffering intensifies. In a Melbourne suburb, a woman attempted suicide by lighting herself on fire in her car. According to eyewitnesses, the woman stopped her car in the middle of a city street, sporting a sign that said, quote, "No one cares. Mandates are killing us." The woman told police that she'd lost everything thanks to Victoria State's vaccine mandates. In Australia public schools, there's accounts of students facing quasi-ritualistic abuse, just like in the United States. For what? For not being vaccinated. The premiers of Western Australia and Queensland states claim that the virus will seek out and kill the unvaccinated. But in fact, it's already confirmed that the opposite is true. It's the injected people that are spreading Omicron like wildfire. Doctors have been threatened with losing their medical licenses if they try to give patients full informed consent on these shots. Dr. Mark Hobart sent a letter to the Victoria state government warning of vaccine side effects. So the government raided his home and is now threatening him with prison time if he continues to call himself a doctor. Nobody is more well-versed, nobody has done more research than Maria Z, who's our source on the ground in Australia. She recently interviewed Dr. Hobart. She joins us now. I mean, this is absolute insanity.
Insanity is an understatement, Stu. What Dr. Mark Hobart is facing now, each account of him calling himself a doctor is $60,000 fine and 3 years in prison. It's unbelievable. And this is a gentleman who, you know, a doctor who has a conscience, who's gone out to try to do the best thing by his patients in the community. He was actually advised by legal representatives not to speak out, but he called me and he said, "I can't keep silent anymore. This is so wrong what they're doing." And I appreciate doctors like that. Another doctor, Dr. John Peace, has been threatened to be deregistered for 10 years for giving informed consent to his patients. These doctors are being silenced like you wouldn't believe.
So what about the people of Australia? Are they not looking at this and making the connection?
Stu, the censorship that we are facing is unbelievable. The news isn't getting out. The mainstream have such a deep control of the narrative, and accounts like mine, you can see the decline day by day, how many less people we're reaching. We are being very, very silenced here.
What do you have to do in order to get the word out? If a woman attempting to burn herself alive in a car in the middle of a busy intersection in Australia isn't getting people's attention, what will?
Unfortunately, we still have people, Stu, who think that this is about public health. We still have people that believe this. Now, yesterday was our so-called Freedom Day in New South Wales, where the lepers of society were allowed back out. I spent most of my day talking to shop owners about what's really going on, so the government should have thought twice about letting me out. But the unfortunate thing is that many still believe it. However, I think the line is the children, the line is the boosters. I'm hoping that people will wake up. We've got a plant now being built in Australia where they're planning on producing 300 million doses, and it's not a vaccine anymore. It's one of those ones that you stick onto your skin. You can do it at home. Australia is planning on producing 300 million doses of these per year.
Well, it's not a vaccine. It never has been a vaccine. It never will be a vaccine. This is a big pharma enriching bioweapon that has caused unprecedented injuries and deaths. You said that the red line there is the kids with these boosters. Is that because people in Australia understand and know that these are dangerous and in many cases deadly shots?
I think people are reluctant to. Many people went and got this vaccine because they had no choice for their income, for the sake of feeding their family. But when it comes to the children, it's, you know, people who were reluctant to go and get it don't want to give this to their children. And my goal now is to try and educate those parents as much as possible about the risk versus benefit is just not, it's not there. I think, Stu, I wanted to mention to you that this freedom ball, and this is one of the biggest indicators that Australia is not yet free, as much as they want to paint the picture that we are. There was a freedom fighter in Australia, he's known by the Aussie Cossack, who organised a freedom ball for some of the people in Australia who were speaking out the loudest about this and fighting really hard. There was an advanced police operation to put an end to this on so-called Freedom Day that the government are telling us that we have. They actually went and harassed the venue owners to the point where the venue had to shut down the event because the police were saying this is an anti-government event, we cannot have it. These are the kinds of things that we would see in a communist country. So what had to happen was that it had to be organized again in secret with a secret location. That got leaked again to the police. So a new venue was planned. That got leaked again to the police. They again tried to shut down the new location. This is reminiscent of Christians who have to gather underground to practice what they believe.
It's reminiscent of Prohibition. It's reminiscent of Germany 1939. This is 100% communism. You hit the nail right on the head. I'm curious, when you were speaking to these shop owners during this Freedom Day under this medical tyranny, were they surprised to hear the information that you were sharing with them? Were they looking at you like you were crazy, or were they receptive of this, or did some of them let on to you that they were kind of aware that this is actually happening?
It was mixed, Stu. Some people, you know, I said, are you aware that the World Health Organization previously advised against mask wearing? And they said, oh, why are they telling us to wear masks then? That's strange, you know? And then some were saying, well, you know, I draw the line at the booster. There's no way I'll keep going back for more. It was very mixed. It was very mixed. I think the fact that some people were surprised shows you just how sheltered they are from the truth because we are so censored here.
So what's the hope for Australia without guns? Is the hope to just continue to grassroots spread the word until there's an organic rising up and people just completely stop complying with this tyranny altogether?
Well, I can tell you what my plan is, Stu. Now that I'm allowed out of my prison cell, I will be speaking to people face to face as much as I possibly can to educate them, to let them know what's really going on. I won't stop, because if I can't do it through social media, I'll have to do it face to face. We are running out of time.
Well, you know, this is biblical, because Jesus had to walk straight north through Samaria to have a personal encounter with one person rather than doing what good Jews did and walk around the east side of the Jordan. Personal experiences, personal encounters are extremely powerful, and you never know who it is that you're talking to that may be the catalyst, maybe the tipping point. So yes, talk to every single person that you can, have those personal encounters, and for crying out loud, talk to Jesus daily, all the time. Get right with God, be on team God. Maria Z, what you are doing in Australia the research that you're doing, the reporting that you're doing, it's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for giving us your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu, and God bless you.
God bless you. You heard me talking about giving up guns. We will never give up guns here in this country. In the United States of America, the Second Amendment is your permit to carry. Do not get caught slipping without a gun. Absolutely every single person should be carrying a gun at all times, everywhere, no matter what. If you don't have a gun, get a gun. If you have guns, get more guns and more ammo. Go to GunsAmerica.com. Celebrating 25 years in business, GunsAmerica.com is absolutely, hands down, the most single, most trusted online platform for buying and selling guns. If you are a private person looking to buy or sell a gun, if you're a dealer looking to buy or sell a gun, use GunsAmerica.com. Again, nobody more trusted. Plus, there's so much more to GunsAmerica.com than buying and selling guns. Hunt 365 gives you places to hunt 365 days a year for those of you who are hunting enthusiasts. Also, for those of you that are weapons enthusiasts, how about in-the-field experts breaking down and reviewing firearms, different weapons classes, handguns, shotguns, rifles, all kinds of different information? Go there, sign up at GunsAmerica.com. Plus, you will be amazed when you open up your smartphone, when you open up your phone and you go to GunsAmerica.com or your computer or your tablet, and you look at all of the people selling guns locally in your area, you'll be amazed. It's absolutely incredible. You can find the perfect gun right next to you. And also, for all transactions within 50 miles, GunsAmerica.com makes those transactions absolutely free. If you have a gun, get another gun. If you have several guns, get more guns. If you don't have a gun, for crying out loud, get a gun. Go to GunsAmerica.com. Again, GunsAmerica.com. The January 6th committee isn't the only congressional witch hunt going on right now. There's also a House Select Committee on the coronavirus crisis. Now, to be clear, we'd be perfectly fine with a congressional investigation into the coronavirus pandemic response. But we'd also be fine with an investigation into January 6th, a real one. Imagine finally learning the full truth about what the FBI knew, how much it knew in advance, how many agent provocateurs there were. But we're not getting that. We're not getting any of that. We're just getting subpoenas to Steve Bannon and Mark Meadows, trying to frame them in some bogus insurrection. And so, of course, it's the same thing with this coronavirus committee. They don't want to figure out how we ended up with the suicidal lockdown strategy or how we gave sweetheart deals to Big Pharma, making them legally immune for damages and death caused by their bioweapon shots. They aren't figuring out what the Chinese Communist Party did to unleash this pandemic on the world. Instead, we're getting a Stalinist committee that asks why we didn't obliterate American rights more. Why weren't there more lockdowns? Former Trump administration official Peter Navarro just got subpoenaed for documents by this committee. However, he's defied that subpoena. He says he's following a direct order from President Trump to cite executive privilege against the committee's demands. As a matter of fact, he's supposed to be there now, but instead, he's here with us. We think his time is better spent here anyways. Peter Navarro, welcome.
Hey, Stu, you got that exactly right. Look, this subcommittee is trying to basically spin a narrative going back to the campaign. They were actually working on this during the campaign, that somehow Trump mismanaged the pandemic, and I was part of that. It's absurd. The In Trump Time book, and I'm giving them copies of this, like the first third of the book explains how it was me, Robert O'Brien, as the National Security Advisor, and President Trump, who in January of 2020 began working feverishly on our pandemic response. Let's remember Nancy Pelosi, Bill de Blasio, Cuomo, a whole bunch of Democrats were telling us, don't worry, be happy, including Fauci, all the way up to March. I mean, Pelosi was dancing in the streets. So that dog won't hunt. There's a lot of dogs in Washington, but that dog won't hunt. I'm not going to that committee simply because I'm obeying the law. President Trump has asserted executive privilege. Not my privilege to waive. Once he did that, it becomes a matter between the committee, the witch hunt, the star chamber, and President Trump and his lawyers. I'm out of the loop. Now, if they want to pursue this, so be it. The law is on my side. And by the way, Stu, they got really bad lawyers. When they sent me the letter demanding I appear, the one case they cited, Harlow Fitzgerald, was not only totally off point, but implied they were going after me for criminal charges, which is maybe the best reason not to show up on Capitol Hill, because that's just crazy. All they want to do is silence people like me and Bannon and tar President Trump. The big difference between my committee and the Jan 6 committee is Kevin McCarthy. On this subcommittee that's going after me, we've actually got actual Republicans. Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, Mark Green. These guys are warriors. They're not going to hang me out to dry. On the January 6th committee, Kevin McCarthy decided that it was cool and smart not to put any Republicans on the committee. So the Democrats said, hey, Liz Cheney, come on down. Adam Kissinger, come on over. We'll embrace you as fake Republicans and then use you to unanimously vote on contempt charges and throw that over the Justice Department. So this is big picture stuff. It's weaponization of the investigatory power. And Stu, what do they think is going to happen in 2022 if they destroy executive privilege when the Republicans get back in office? You can see the subpoenas flying over there at the Oval Office. Every single advisor, how'd you screw the border up? How'd you screw Afghanistan up? How'd you screw the economy up? Do they really want that? Well, we'll see.
Well, if my memory serves me right, it was actually racist to not hug a Chinese person when the coronavirus thing first. I mean, like it was going to be a crime, a hate crime, if you didn't run up to them and hug a Chinese person at the beginning of this pandemic. Yeah. And I'm sure they're not going to address how many hundreds of thousands of more people have died under Biden than did under Trump, are they?
No, they aren't. And I'm glad you mentioned that. It literally is a death toll now that is in excess of what happened during the Trump administration. And by the way, one of the big differences is that we actually gave them a vaccine. They keep telling us that that thing works. I keep telling them that, well, use it for senior citizens that have a high mortality rate.
If the senior citizens want to die.
With antibodies, but don't give it to six-year-olds or people who are young and healthy, and particularly if they've already had the virus and have antibodies. Yeah, more people have died on their watch. I wrote in this letter, it's like it's up there in Real P. Navarro on the Twitter and Getter accounts. It's like, read it. It's like, hey, wait a minute. Why don't you investigate Fauci and Collins for funding this thing behind me, the Wuhan bioweapons lab, where the pandemic started? You know, there's plenty of good stuff for them to investigate right now as to why things are going so wrong. But you come after me, you're coming after the wrong guy, because I know the law and I know that we did a hell of a job there. I'm the one guy in the White House early on who knew that pandemic was coming. I said so at the time. I wrote about it 14 years before in a book, so I knew what was going on. They want to come after me, so be it.
I got about a 40-second question for you here. So you mentioned 2022, and no, they're not going to want to see those investigations. We're only going to get to 2022 if we fix 2020. Do you agree with that? And who specifically is it that's working? Are there lawmakers in the Freedom Caucus? Who's working to actually write what happened in 2020?
Yeah, there's not a lot of support, unfortunately, other than at the grassroots. But you got warriors out in Arizona. You got Fincham and Wendy Rogers and Sonny Borelli. You got folks in Wisconsin. I think Reince Priebus is actually getting involved in that one. And that down in Georgia, you got Vernon Jones. I mean, the more we learn, Stu, the more we prove what I prove in the In Trump Time book. Yeah, that election was stolen. There's no question about it. It was stolen. The only question is, do you do something about it now, which I say, yeah, or do you talk about this pie in the sky 2024, which is a dog whistle to just ignore what happened? Not going to happen on my watch.
Well, we can't also ignore the fact that Candace Taylor, the only real serious candidate down in Georgia, has actually done more work to expose election fraud in that state than anybody else. Yeah. And she doesn't even hold an elected position. Yep. Peter Navarro, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Welcome back anytime.
Always a pleasure, Stu. Take care.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product, My Slippers. What makes My Slippers different from those other slippers is my exclusive four-layer design. The first layer is MyPillow's patented foam, which will help prevent fatigue and offer you incredible support. My second layer is a memory foam that will give you amazing comfort. And layer three is my patented impact gel that'll help reduce stress on your feet. And layer four is a durable outdoor indoor sole so you can wear my slippers anywhere, anytime.
Go online or call right now to order your very own pair of the new My Slippers. Use the promo code on your screen and save an incredible 40% off your My Slippers order. You can enjoy My Slippers anytime, anywhere.
What I love most about My Slippers is that I can wear them all day long and not have to change shoes.
I personally guarantee the first time you put them on, they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
It's a favorite for Stu Peters Show viewers because it's Wednesday. It's time for Ask Dr. Jane, brought to you by MyPillow.com. Make sure that you get over to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Stu for huge savings. Christmas gifts, we're talking beds, we're talking slippers, we're talking pajamas, we're talking down comforters, flannel sheets, Giza sheets, the original MyPillow, all of it. Huge discounts at MyPillow.com. And Dr. Jane joins us now for Ask Dr. Jane. All of these questions, it seems, came from your Telegram. You can find her in her Telegram at Dr. Jane Ruby. This one comes from James Campbell. Dr. Jane, the virus was never isolated. So what are the tests testing for? What causes test results to show positive for virus? Regular flu?
Yeah, these PCR tests don't have any ability to diagnose any particular illness. What they're actually detecting once these cycles are spun down is really just basic building blocks, likely protein, which you have all over your body. And whether you're ill or not, whether you have symptoms or not, Stu, people can test positive according to this fake PCR test. And I want to make people aware of something. The new available tests that labs are going to be using across the country after the first of next year are just as experimental. They're not validated, and they actually have not demonstrated any ability to diagnose any kind of flu or any kind of illness. So please be aware, the confusion is going to get higher and higher in this area.
So that PCR test, real quickly, because I know that we are on a crunch here, that PCR test has been recalled, correct? I mean, after the first of the year, that this PCR test will no longer be administered or approved for use, correct?
Yeah, actually, the CDC in June recalled it, but they said you can use it until the end of the year. And as I've said before, that's like saying, hey, your car could blow up. We're going to recall that part, but keep driving it till December 31st. It doesn't make any sense. I think the CDC was just covering their tail on that one. And it's just really, you're going to see a lot of false positives. They need the numbers, Stu.
Nothing about any of this makes any sense unless it makes dollars. Wander Lost asks you, why are Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson permitted to change the expiration dates on their poison injection product? Patients are not aware the vials have expired. The date is moved up 6 months from the manufacture date.
Yeah, because what you're witnessing is pure, unadulterated corruption. There is no FDA. There's no oversight. There's no safety follow-up on the part of the FDA. The FDA has totally, willfully disregarded their own regulations. So it's really against the law to do that. And they're getting away with it because, as I said, there is no oversight. Our institutions have collapsed, and you're witnessing pure Food and Drug Administration.
And your officials. Congress gave them complete immunity for any liability at all whatsoever. So
you bet.
You can thank your servants, your congresspeople, for doing that. But we're about to change that, and we're going to show you how. Donna writes, hi, Dr. Jane. I'm just curious why suddenly I'm seeing commercials for warnings about thrombosis on TV and hearing warnings about thrombosis on the radio. Well, we already know the answer to this. I mean, come on, seriously. Is Big Pharma making an admission about the bioweapon jab and the risk of getting thrombosis? I can answer this. I'm not even a doctor. I'm not a pharmaceutical researcher. Yes, Donna, they are.
Well, and I'll take it one step further, Stu. I think there's a whole agenda and program going on right now on the part of federal officials as well as these companies to normalize. They're normalizing their poison. They want to normalize in your mind that heart attacks in two-year-olds and five-year-olds are normal, that throwing blood clots into your brain is normal for a 12-year-old. So don't buy it. It's dangerous. They want to keep you calm. They want to keep the people that have marched in to get these shots. They want to keep them lining up and feeling good about it. Don't buy it. Don't fall for it.
Yeah. And spontaneous abortions are caused by climate change. You should know that miscarriages are absolutely because of global warming. And also, if you do throw a big blood clot, it's probably got something to do with systemic racism. I would imagine that that's probably racist. Badger is asking, docs are required to report adverse events to the vaccine adverse events reporting system. So how do we apply pressure to those who have had their heads in the sand? Willful ignorance does not absolve them. The stories our team hears daily from truth-telling doctors and nurses is horrifying. I would agree with that.
I would agree with it 100%. And I'll tell you what you do. You report them over and over and over again. You report them to their state medical board or their state nursing licensure board. And guys, I don't want to hear people say in my channel all the time, oh, that's not going to do anything. They're in on it. It doesn't matter. If you don't file those complaints, they're not in there. And eventually we are going to get to those complaints. We're going to turn the hand of attorney generals in across the United States. So report them, report that you can go online, you fill out a form and report it over and over again. And in fact, if you are a licensed health provider, like a nurse or a doctor, and you witness something, you are obligated by law. You could lose your license for that. People are worried about losing their licenses for not doing the right thing. Well, you could lose it for not reporting something that should be reported. So I would report all of these doctors and nurses to their state boards and just let's get those complaints piled up and in the system.
You have to put them on notice so that they there's nowhere for them to run. They know exactly that this is going on. The nothing is ever going to happen people, I have completely started to block them out. I completely mentally tuned them out. I am not going to deal with these people. I'm not going to go to war with people who are going to say nothing is ever going to happen. That's like having somebody in the foxhole next to you saying, my bullets don't kill people. Well, then get the hell out of here. Right. I don't want your ineffective butt next to me. It. Are you kidding me? Alicia O writes, Dr. Jane, why does everyone, including those who know the tests are BS, keep saying he had COVID or ivermectin treats COVID, et cetera. COVID, SARS-CoV-2 doesn't exist. Very frustrated. Love you and Stu. I have an answer to this, but I want you to go first.
Oh, go ahead, Stu. Give it a shot.
SARS-CoV-2 does exist. It was a chimerically engineered Tony Fauci concoction that was intentionally released, funded by the taxpayers, out of the Wuhan China virus lab, the bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China. It does exist. But those people from 10 years ago who have antibodies from SARS-CoV-1 can effectively fight this thing off. And those who are naturally immune to this virus have a robust immunity for a lifetime from what we can see. I mean, am I wrong?
Wow, here? Stu, you could go to medical school on that one. You're mostly right. But the actual SARS-CoV-2 itself in its whole form has never been isolated and purified from
a computer in a lab. Correct.
Yes. They did gain a function, something that made people sick last year and this year. But the reason for to answer the question is because people are drinking tons of information, but they're not really thinking it through, right? If they thought it through, they would back themselves up and say, wait a minute, how do you know you had COVID? And ask these doctors who are saying, oh, it's the Delta variant or the Omicron. How did you diagnose that? How did you differentiate that from influenza A or B? Just throw that question out. And if they say sequencing, they're full of it, because sequencing only looks at chunks of protein particles that may or may not be related to any influenza
at all.
I've
been on Dr. Peter McCullough about this because he continuously talks about sequencing when he's referencing these variants. And I'm like, I know that you're the epidemiologist, you're the virologist, you're the immunologist, you're the internist. I get that you have hundreds of peer-reviewed papers, but this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think he's trying to be all things to all people, and I love the guy, and he's doing a great service to everyone. But I do differ with him as well on this one, and there is no diagnostic test. There's no diagnostic capability to differentiate. And again, it's if you keep talking about, oh, he had COVID, without questioning the diagnostic veracity, you're really kind of feeding the narrative, just like the word vaccine continues to feed the false narrative that these shots confer any kind of protection.
The best way to know, in my opinion, whether or not you have this particular gain of function, taxpayer funded, intentionally released Wuhan China virus is by the set of symptoms that you have. If you're experiencing the loss of taste and smell, that's pretty much exclusive. I think the loss of taste and smell is pretty much exclusive to this particular gain of function, intentionally released virus. I don't think regular influenza produces some of those particular symptoms. So that would probably be the best way to do it. Ask Dr. Jane, have your Z-Stack ready. Find her in your Telegram at Dr. Jane Ruby. If you don't have Telegram, hit her up in her secure and encrypted email, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. Ask Dr. Jane every single Wednesday. Yeah, go ahead. I got about 30 seconds.
Can I just add one thing on the show? Because I think it's important for people to know. There are a couple of fake accounts out there that are impersonating me. And the reason I think it's important to mention it is because they're actually conducting scams and selling things. And they're using my name and pretending to be me. I have reported it multiple times to Telegram, but I am the DR Jane Ruby on Telegram with over 75,000 members in my channel, not any of the others. So beware.
Beware.
Thank you.
Don't fall for the phony fakes. Dr. Jane Ruby, Dr. Jane Ruby.
Thank you, sir.
Also Dr. Jane Ruby at protonmail.com. It's brought to you by mypillow.com. Make sure to use promo code STU. Ask Dr. Jane here every Wednesday. Thank you, Dr. Jane. Have a blessed day.
My pleasure. You too.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Retailers and shopping channels have canceled myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. To thank you all this Christmas, we want to pass the savings directly on to you. At MyPillow, we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, mattresses, towels, and so much more. These are the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. This Christmas, I want to offer a message of faith and hope. By the time you're done reading my book, you will believe that with God, all things are possible. For a limited time, you can get my book and your choice of one of these seven amazing MyPillows. This bundle is regularly $59.95, now just $9.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. Thank you and God bless.
Back in September, we spoke with registered nurse Corrine Lund, who blew the whistle on sedated hospital patients being given the COVID jab without their consent. Well, now Corrine is back with more. A lot more. Today, Corrine wants to blow the whistle on huge problems with elderly patients related to severe staffing shortages at her hospital. She says that elderly patients are being dumped off at the hospital with staff so overstretched that they simply get placed on the orthopedics floor. Thanks to the severe staff shortages, there's only one nurse for every eight patients. Patients, she says, are, quote, getting left in their own urine. But there's more. The electronic charting system used in hospitals now shows patients' vaccination status. So medical professionals who are prejudiced against unvaxxed patients are giving them purposeful, neglectful treatment. Corrine herself is one of the few people in the entire country to successfully receive a religious exemption, and for that, she's treated like a leper. And then there's the standard medical calamities. There's more and more vaccinated patients, more and more vaccine-related medical problems, strokes, heart attacks, deep vein thrombosis. It's through the roof ever since the vax got rolled out. Meanwhile, the hospital's PR department has been outsourced to the Philippines. Bed control has been outsourced too. And then there's the small things, the things so minor that you can't help but notice and ask why. Corrine says nurses are having the cushions in their seats taken out and the couches in their break rooms are disappearing. It's as if they're trying to make the working experience as unpleasant as possible. Like they're trying to intentionally collapse the once good American healthcare system altogether. Corrine joins us now. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. By the way, what a beautiful location you're in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me back, Stu.
This is, we just have to start calling this what it is. I mean, this is actually blatantly, obviously intentional.
It is. Well, first of all, for the VAC status, we use Epic charting system and received an email. I don't know exactly who is driving this. I'll let you know that up front. But I received an email that we need to put VAC status on our Epic board so that we can better place patients. And so now when you come in, I know that you've been vaccinated or not, and I also know that you've received either one vaccine, two vaccines, or the two vaccines and the booster. And everybody can see that as well. If you're prejudiced against that person, you know that that person's unvaccinated. And basically, this was you. The background is we need to better place our patients in rooms, double rooms. If you're vaccinated, two vaccinated patients will be together. If you're not, then two unvaccinated patients will be together. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. If the vaccine works, it really doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, we know that it doesn't.
We don't use, HIV status or tuberculosis status or meningitis, or, you know, these are all, you know, things that we don't use, but we are doing this with the vaccine.
And what are you seeing as far as treatment is concerned? How are the nurses talking about the people who have not yet been subjected to the bioweapon or inoculated with this COVID shot?
Well, I still hear a lot of rumbling about that. Why aren't they getting vaccinated? They call them vaxtards. They don't spend a lot of time in their rooms either. I know that. They just go in. And for the most part, some of these patients that come in without a vaccine, they're COVID positive. They're not very sick, but they're not getting a lot of care. They go in, they do their tasks, they come out. That's it. And that's it for the whole night. I work nights, so I see this.
So you're talking about elderly patients being left in their own urine. Meanwhile, your couch cushions are disappearing. What is going on? What is really happening here?
We have a very large population right now of elderly patients that have nowhere else to go. They are the most vulnerable group in our society. They have no family. They have no family that can care for them. They have no friends, or they do have family, but they can't afford it any longer. So they bring them into the hospital. Typically in the past, we would have case management find them homes, adult family homes or nursing homes that can take them. But now, for whatever reason, it's getting harder and harder to do that. We have decided to keep them on our orthopedics floor and move our orthopedics patients, surgical orthopedics patients, to an overflow unit of our obstetrics floor, OBGYN floor. So basically, these patients are being held there. And for whatever reason, this is something I really don't understand. We're understaffed right now. And somebody, I don't know who's driving this either, but they're thinking that it's okay to have one nurse for 8 patients and one tech for 12 patients. And most of these patients are total care. They cannot feed themselves. They cannot bathe themselves. They can't do anything. And I have noticed already people falling out of bed and getting injuries, serious injuries, broken hips. Somebody had a brain bleed the other day. I mean, this is serious. These patients are vulnerable. There's no way that I can take care of 8 patients with one tech. No way. They're going to be left in their own urine. I mean, I've already come to work and find patients that I have to clean right away. I found a patient the other day who had had his dinner right next to him, but he couldn't feed himself and there was nobody to help him. So I had to take the time to feed this guy. I mean, and I love doing that. These patients are vulnerable. They need me. They need us.
And this system collapse is absolutely 100% being done on purpose. This is by design. How are you going to find people to work for you when you're telling them that they have to be injected with something that has caused unprecedented amount of injury and death?
Right. I mean, how? And at this facility, and I've heard from multi-campus float pool nurses that other facilities as well are starting to have an increase in their nurse-patient ratio. And for example, there are many times, I usually work 1 to 4. Now we are asked to work 1 to 6. It's becoming more and more frequent, and they keep telling us, well, we're short-staffed today. We have to do this. We have to make these accommodations. And being the nursing that we are, we care for our patients, and we gladly do that. We're going to do the 6 to 1 again, and we rush through patient care. We do our best. We do our very best. And then typically, overnight, they can't find staff for the morning, and we are frequently asked to volunteer to stay an extra 4 hours.
I got about a minute left here, but I've got to ask you this question before we have to go. What is the ratio of vaccinated versus unvaccinated patients? Are you seeing the number of vaccinated patients increase?
Absolutely. It's almost, I would say it's about 90% at least. I mean, very, very few unvaccinated patients in this area. Very few. And the vaccinated patients that are coming in are still coming in with heart attacks, strokes, and deep vein thrombosis. They're really showing the signs of accidents, if you would.
What about your COVID patients, these people that are supposedly diagnosed with this virus? Are they vaccinated, the majority of them?
A lot of my patients with COVID are not, but they're not really sick either, honestly. They look like they have a bad flu.
All right.
And just one other thing, back to nursing staff. I have to tell you this. I don't know why they're doing this either. They have removed all of our chairs from our break rooms. All of our cushions have been taken off of the built-in sofas. We are not allowed to sit together And it's the most bizarre thing. Every break room had a sofa. They're all removed. They took them all away. And we have to become, most of our nursing staff at night, they like to put their feet up. You know, we like to put our feet up and maybe take a nap. I don't, but a lot of the staff is delegated to going out to their cars now to take a break, where it's cold and it's somewhat dangerous to walk out to your car at night.
You're being treated like January 6th prisoners is what you are. And you're being outcasted.
I don't know
absolutely
why.
Unbelievable. Corinne Lund, we got to go. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for your bravery coming forward.
Absolutely. God bless you. All right. When you are doing your Christmas shopping, you have to make StepOnSocks.com one of your first stops. Absolutely. 100%. These are all cotton, 100% Patriot designed, high quality socks. And you get a 3-pack of them for just $17.76. The best part is there's a sock for everybody. Conversation starters, red pillars, faith demonstrators. I mean, you can shout a message with your feet. You walk in, you take your shoes off, you put your feet up on somebody's coffee table because you have no manners. We don't have any manners. We're bold. We're brave. And on the bottom of them, people will see that you're stepping on sin all day long, for example, with the Trust in God sock. Or how about the Free Our Kids sock? Maybe the Freedom Forever sock. The Trader Joe sock, back in stock after flying out of stock because it was in such high demand. The original globalist sock. You can step on Obama, Clinton, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, and Biden. There are urban camouflage socks available. A 3-pack for just $17.76. You can't get a shirt or a hat for $17.76, but you can 3-pack everybody on your Christmas list with a pack of Step On socks from StepOnSocks.com. Also, no coal in the stockings. How about precious metals? Yes, precious metals in the stocks. You can find silver at StepOnSocks.com as well as flags and all kinds of other things. Get to StepOnSocks.com right now. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you're doing your Christmas shopping at StepOnSocks.com. Will there ever be any real accountability for all of the suffering that our leaders have imposed on ordinary people over the past 2 years? Yes, absolutely there will. Read the Word of God and you'll know this to be true. Karen Kingston is back with us again. This time she wants to offer our listeners her guide for making a criminal complaint against state and local politicians who are power tripping by exploiting COVID-19 to issue illegal mandates against American citizens. Yes, you heard me right. Arrest them. Title 18 of the U.S. state's code, sections 241 and 242, criminalize conspiracy against rights and the deprivation of rights under the color of law. In other words, they make it a criminal offense for public officials to go beyond the limits of their authority to strip away the public's rights. The law applies to police, to judges, elected officials, and yes, public health officials, as well as healthcare providers at public facilities. Still, is there a way to make it so that penalties that should happen actually do happen? Karen Kingston thinks that it's possible, and she joins us now. So if public officials issue an illegal vaccine mandate, that's the deprivation of rights under color of law. And if that illegal mandate results in death, then the penalty for that loss of rights could be life in prison or even the death penalty.
That's correct. As you know, Stu, many American citizens aren't aware of their rights under the Constitution or under their state's constitution. And there are laws in place to protect these rights. And specifically, as you mentioned, it's U.S. Title Code 18, Section 241, Conspiracy Against Rights, and Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under the Color of Law. And so conspiracy to deprive people of their constitutional rights just means two or more people are in agreement to commit a crime. This is really important for people to understand, because whether it is your local city council, whether it is your governor, or whether it's your school board, they got a memo from HHS saying, as long as you follow guidance from HHS, which is CDC guidance, you cannot be charged with willful misconduct, which means they know they're committing a crime. They know that what they're doing is wrong. They know they have no factual legal basis for it, and they know the harm is going to outweigh the good. That is what willful misconduct is. And they have a memo from HHS under the revisions to the PREP Act saying, it's okay if you commit crimes, we got you covered. So that's conspiracy right there, right? That's an agreement to do it. Now, under deprivation of rights under the color of law, that just means that they're acting outside the bounds of their own authority, which they absolutely are. The governor does not have the right to tell us to wear a mask to the grocery store. He never did, he never had. Neither does the medical advisors to the governor. Neither do the school boards have the right to tell children to wear masks to school or they have to be tested. This is all outside the bounds of their authority. And they just have to be a public official. And they have to be pretending as if they have this authority. And that's what this is. So my recommendation is that everyone put your local school board, your governor, your mayor, and your city council on notice, saying that they are in violation of these two laws. Again, it's U.S. Title Code 18, Section 241 and Section 242. And let them know what those violations are. And also, it's important to point out that you're aware under the PREP Act that if they're following guidance from HHS, then they're allowed to violate these laws because that shows intent. So you also have to show intent. So what shows intent more than saying, hey, we know you're committing a crime and you got to get out of jail free card? That doesn't work in America.
That's a backroom deal. That's what that is. That's the real backroom deal, backdoor deal, whatever you want to call it. This is an action platform. We're going to take action against these servants, these people who are acting unlawfully, overstepping their bounds, trampling over your rights that are God-given and inherent. That's what we're going to do. And if they don't want to acknowledge that they are breaking the law, then they can go to jail. It's really quite simple.
Yeah. And as we said, as you know, you mentioned that if this results in the death of an individual, then they could be sentenced to life in prison or death themselves. So when you send that warning letter, I provided your production team with three simple documents or screenshots to put in their letters. One, put in that screenshot from October 22nd of last year from the FDA that lists all the expected adverse events from the COVID-19 vaccines, including death. I put a little red box around it so they know that these can cause death. Pull the latest VAERS data. I gave that the URL. Just go to openvaers.com, openvaersdata.com, and then pull that screenshot, and you'll see there's almost 20,000 deaths from the COVID-19 vaccine. And then lastly, I strongly recommend pulling page 25 of the actual approval of the license for Pfizer to produce Comirnaty, because it says right there, known risks are anaphylaxis and myocarditis and pericarditis, which can result in death. And it also says vaccine effectiveness is missing information. So there's absolutely no good that can come from these mandates. It can only be harm.
You know, the other day I was reading the Virginia state constitution on this program, and I told people, look at this. This is the stuff that they don't teach you in school. That's by design. This is the stuff that they're not going to teach your kids. They have been lying to you. These public servants, these servants are one step above slave. They are accountable to you. Power is inherently belonging to the people. It belongs to us, the people. And what one state has given in its constitution as rights to we the people applies to every state. So those laws, that constitution in Virginia applies to you as a Minnesotan. It applies to you as a Georgian. Those laws, that constitution in the state of California applies to you in Oregon or in Washington or in Illinois. We are a sovereign republic of states. And we're going to start educating people on what their actual authority is because they have been lied to forever. And please, please don't let me teach these people how to put you in jail, because we will. And you will go there. So you have the opportunity now to repent, period, or there's going to be significant consequences.
Yeah, Zessa, you bring up a good point, Sue. So there is a way out of this for those who are guilty. And believe you me, they're all guilty who have been part of this conspiracy. The way out of a conspiracy is to no longer participate in it, is to say, I'm no longer going to be part of this conspiracy, and to come forward and come clean and say, I'm not part of this conspiracy. I was not aware of what I was doing, and I'm willing to provide evidence. So there is, at least in the state of California, a way to actually salvage your freedoms because you've been taking away ours. So that is what needs to happen. And the people do need to unite and come forward because we are going to unite. There are federal marshals who are organizing, you know, with citizens around the country to make these arrests happen. We're not going to be silenced anymore. And we're not going to allow our rights to be taken away from us.
No, nor our kids. You're not putting them in danger, strapping medical devices to their face against my will. I'm their father. That's my inherent right to make those decisions after the health of my own family. You're not going to do that. We have asked the court here, under what authority is it exactly that the school board is operating? What statute gives them the authority to strap an oxygen inhibiting device to the face of my sons all day long? The answer is there is no statute that gives them that authority. As a matter of fact, they're violating your rights. They're breaking the law. It's time to hold them to account. Where can people find this information? We're going to take your notice and we're going to put it at stupeters.tv. I'm also going to post it in my Telegram. People can download this. They can use it on their own. They can print this off. And it's our suggestion that everybody sends this to every single, quote, public official in your jurisdiction, and that you put them on notice immediately. This will change things. This will absolutely change things. And if it doesn't, they'll be arrested, period. So we're going to put it at stupeters.tv.
We'll provide you with this information. But people, you know, people constantly ask me, well, why would anyone do this? Why would they make mandates that hurt people? Why would they make vaccines that would hurt people? And the answer is, it's simple. It's when anyone commits a crime, whether an employee steals from their employer, whether a spouse commits adultery, it's because they didn't think they'd get caught. That's why they did it. And that's why they're doing it. And they've been caught. And we are going to hold them accountable. Period. So I'll work with you to get these documents finalized so you can put them up on your website. I am working on my website, but this won't be finalized for the next few weeks. So my website's MIFIGHT.com.
But these notices we will have today for stupeters.tv. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. We will make them available today. This is an action platform. We want to empower people to take action and take action right now. And we're going to do that. Karen Kingston, thank you so much. We really appreciate this knowledge, and we appreciate you empowering the people, giving them the knowledge that we don't know. We don't know these things. And until I talked to David Jose just the other day, I didn't know any of this stuff. I mean, honestly, I really didn't know the amount of power that inherently belongs to we the people. And we will alter, we will change, we will remove, or we will abolish any form of government that stands in the way of our freedom, of our safety, and of our happiness, our God-given rights to all of the above. Karen Kingston, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
The vaccine police has real authority. We the people support the vaccine police. Christopher Key is all over this country. I don't know when this guy sleeps, driving in his car all night long, going from city to city, from state to state, putting people on notice, serving Nuremberg notifications to pharmacists that are injecting this bioweapon into people and into their kids, confronting petty tyrants on school board. You don't have the authority to do this. You don't have the authority to strap up medical devices to the kids of these parents here who vehemently object to this. You don't have the right to require some injection before they're allowed to attend in-person learning. This is a public facility. This is a public school. This is where we need to be headed. This is the direction that we need to be headed. The vaccine police are also putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas that are attracting the attention of local media and national media, who is making it now obvious that these injections are dangerous and in many cases deadly. Please support the vaccine police in their efforts. Go to vaccine-police.com. Go to vaccine-police.com. Check out all of the video documented stuff that he has put there, as well as donate. Please, if you can, support this cause because it is making a huge difference. Go to vaccine-police.com. Wild volatility. We're just like supposed to get used to this as this rogue administration just continues to print more money, as Congress just willy-nilly passes all kinds of bills in the name of health and safety, more and more volatility. So knowing what is your risk score or standard deviation and taking Carlos Cortez's bucket approach is what's needed to help navigate through times of volatility. He joins us now. That's the subject of today's Money Minute, but I'm hearing that it was also the subject of last night's free class that you offer for patriots at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com.
We are so excited, Stu. We have a lot of situations in the market and we have solutions. We feel that we have, and we're confident that we have solutions. Using our bucket approach, we're able literally to help you with the volatilities in 2022. Get ready, it is coming. You think those cargo ships are you know, deploying inventory at a rapid pace? No, they're not. We still have an all-time high stock market. We still have an all-time high bond market. And what basically is going to happen is rates are going to go up. And when the rates go up, I'm sorry, Stu, but a lot of people are going to get hurt with this volatility that is coming for 2022. Everything we've said this whole year since February has come into fruition. And I can't sound alarm loud enough that they need to get to our classes, because we spoke about this last time. We had a great turnout on our webinar last night. And everything that basically we spoke about earlier this year, Stu, has come into fruition.
It has. If I could say one thing about you, and I can say a lot of positive things, but one thing that I can say for certain is that everything that you have predicted has absolutely happened. And also, we have received today just countless emails from people who attended your class last night. They can't believe the amount of information that you're willing to provide for free. And so for that, we just want to tell you from here at the Stu Peters Show, thank you for adding so much value to this platform by being a sponsor on this program. It remains, it keeps us independent and all those things. So if you haven't been in one of these classes, we definitely recommend that you get to these classes. Go secure your spot right now at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. We're praying for you, especially those moms and dads that are not ready for Christmas. I'm telling you, I get it. I know, I'm right there. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the